With Montana News, I'm Nikki Willett. Montana is home to the oldest population west of the Mississippi, and demographic projections show the state growing collectively older. The economic, cultural, and personal impacts of that trend present the state and its residents with new challenges, and with those challenges, opportunities. One challenge Montana faces is that more than half the state's farmers and ranchers are past or close to retirement age. For those of them without kids who want or are able to take over operations, one of their options is selling their land on the open market to the highest bidder. Meanwhile, many beginning farmers and ranchers struggle to find land they can afford. As part of the collaborative journalism project Graying Pains, Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports on an organization in Missoula that's matchmaking ag producers looking to sell or lease their land with the next generation of farmers and ranchers.
Near the town of Plains in Sanders County, 2,000 red chickens scratch fresh sawdust on the henhouse floor. Hugh Spencer runs Spencer Valley View's farm with his wife. On a gray afternoon in late February, Spencer walks through the flock like Moses parting the Red Sea. In the warmer, drier months, Spencer says the hens roam outside, eating bugs and grass, and living what he calls a chicken life.
When they come in a day old, I'm up every couple hours for the first few nights until they get completely settled in. You know, I pretty much live with them. It's a matter of, you know, give them the very best care you can.
In a building attached to his house, Spencer and several employees check eggs for cracks before placing them on a specialized conveyor belt that washes and dries around 3,800 eggs a day.
This is where they sort by size.
Spencer is 68 years old. He says his kids have their careers in Missoula and aren't interested in moving back to a small town to take over the egg operation. He and his wife recently started looking for someone to buy both the business and the real estate so they can move closer to their grandkids.
I'd love to see it stay in agriculture. The biggest issue is to find someone that is interested in taking over a poultry operation.
About 300 miles southeast in Bozeman, Julia Haggerty, a professor at Montana State University, studies how rural communities are adjusting to some of the big changes in the agricultural economy and shifts in land ownership.
In a model where it's difficult to transition the property within your own family, you've got this choice, which is, do I sell on the open market? And in that case, the property may well go out of agricultural production or really shift in terms of its orientation.
She says that could look like a subdivision or someone's expensive vacation property.
Or can I think about a way to make this property a valuable opportunity for an emerging rancher or farmer, which might mean compromising some of my profit in an open market sale or being willing to wait until an emerging rancher can actively make that acquisition work.
She says many farmers and ranchers do this informally. They know someone in the community who needs land to get their operation going, so rather than selling to the highest bidder, they take a cut to help their neighbor's son or daughter. A nonprofit organization in Missoula is working to scale up a digital statewide version of ag land matchmaking. Dave Wren is the Beginning Farmer Program Director at the Community Food and Agriculture Coalition, or CFAC.
We're focusing on, you know, trying to help people make connections now, but we also have one eye on the future. And we see this aging group of operators that are going to retire. So we're also trying to build a foundation and make sure that we have a useful tool that's ready to go when those farmers decide that they're ready.
6 years ago, CFAC created FarmLink Montana, an online platform aimed at connecting people looking for agricultural land with people wanting to sell or lease it. Beginning farmers and ranchers can look at a map and click on the listings to learn about the number of acres, water rights, current ag production practices, among other details. All land seekers have to be screened by CFAC before they can see the landowner contact information. Wren says it's been hard to measure the success of the program since it's up to FarmLink users to report successful matches. CFAC knows of 5 people who made matches in 2019.
We knew of 2 matches over the preceding 5 years. That was all we had heard about. So it's really a big jump up for us. And 5 doesn't sound like that much, but we're really excited and encouraged to, you know, to hear that this is happening.
In the Rattlesnake Valley north of downtown Missoula, Ellie Costello, owner of Black Bear Soups and Produce, crunches through the snow behind someone's house.
This is all garlic this year, and so it's been planted and then mulched with straw.
Costello sells braided garlic, flowers, and soup made from the vegetables she grows here and at another property in the valley. Both landowners let her use their backyards for free, and Costello says she's enjoyed getting to build relationships with both of them. But she's searching for her own land to invest in and scale up the business. Costello says she's aware of FarmLink Montana.
I haven't found tons of success in actually acquiring land through that site yet. I keep actively looking at it.
Costello says she called some of the listings only to find that they'd already sold their land. She says the other challenge is that there are a lot of factors that go into trying to find the right match. Costello is looking for something that's at least an acre near Missoula, with a small house and water access for around $200,000. She says she found an acre and a half plot less than 20 miles away that was in her budget, but
there was a cabin on it that smelled so strongly of rodent and cat pee that you thought you should throw away your shoes when you were done being in there. And that's my property that got away, that somebody else purchased before I could get to it, because I was looking into what it would take to mitigate some of those things within the cabin.
She says FarmLink might work better if there were more people actively using it. Right now, she's working with a realtor to find something. Back in Plains, Hugh Spencer and his chickens are also hoping to find a match on FarmLink. He recently made a land seller profile and says he's hopeful someone will see the opportunity with a turnkey operation.
Agriculture's been a great living force, a great way to raise a family. If I were young, I'd do it again.
In Plains, I'm Rachel Kramer.
To learn more about FarmLink Montana and to read other articles in the Graying Pains series, visit our website, ypradio.org. Graying Pains is produced in partnership with more than a dozen newsrooms across Montana. Our theme music is by Caleb Barnt.